Yeah, that inflationary stuff alone would be enough worth checking it out. That's the one thing that CS9700 software doesn't do, which is interesting because that's actually a radio that has a Ethernet interface to it. And when you use it with, like, WFU, like, for instance, you know, you can see real-time what the spectrum graph looks like and so forth. So that, like, that's, like, I know the radio can do it, and, like, and so it's just ICOM saying, like, okay, well, here's software that can do almost everything you want to do, but not everything, and whatever. So, yeah, like, but I was actually pleasantly surprised. It was, like, a month and a half ago I found that out about that. Oh, the CS9700 software exists. And the only reason I needed it was because WFU didn't support one or two things I wanted to set in the radio, but the CS9700 software did, and so I was able to use that to, you know, like, I was, like, trying to do it remote and not have to go out to the garage and, you know, freeze my ass off to do it, but, like, yeah, it was, so that's how I discovered it.